All right, I think we can say that it's a Punxsutawney Phil weekend, right? I mean, if you follow weather like our friend Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com, it's going to be mild today, tomorrow, into Sunday. But then watch out for next week. Stay tuned. We'll have one more open line segment later on in this hour. Two stories in particular that are big that I'm going to save for that last segment, all right? Both in the news over the last day or two, and they make you think. So we'll get to that. Let's talk about business, all right? Local business in this case. First, we want to welcome to our program Leanne Jeffries, who is the executive director of the Downtown State College Improvement District. And Leanne, first of all, thank you for joining us. We appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you for having me. Happy to be here.
You're welcome. Of course, Downtown State College business, big driver for the entire neighborhood, not just the greater State College area and so on. So, Leanne, I got a bunch of questions of various types. First off, when we talk with someone, we normally like to lead off by saying, tell us something about yourself, you know, your background, you know, you're originally from here. What are some things that you do in your position as executive director and so on? All right. Tell us something about yourself.
Sure. Yeah, I actually am considered a local. I grew up most of my life in State College. I went to State High, graduated, went to Penn State. My entire family are Penn Staters, including my kids. We went away for a bit and came back, as many locals do, because it's a great area to raise kids. So when I landed this job, I started off as marketing and communications director here and about almost 6 years ago, and then rolled into the director role a couple years ago. And I'm thrilled to be here. You know, clearly with my background, I love this town, and I'm happy to be in a position where I can truly make change in the town. So we do a lot of wonderful things at the Improvement District. Many are behind the scenes. I'm not sure many of your listeners even know what we do, but to make it short and sweet, we have events downtown. We want to drive, obviously, visitation and spending to our downtown merchants. We're here to support them, our property owners in the district. We also have a clean team that specifically keeps the streets and sidewalks clean within our downtown district. We also support, obviously, year-round marketing, advertising, social media support for the businesses down here. And then, obviously, partners like the borough and Penn State are big players in what we do, so we like to stay in close contact with them.
Well, that's one reason I reached out to you, because I think most folks have probably seen signs of some kind that say Downtown State College Improvement District, and they have no idea what you folks do. And I'll admit, Leanne, I've always, the word improvement, maybe it's because it's a big word in the title. That's a purpose of the organization, I'm assuming, right? Always trying to improve the neighborhood, I guess. Would that be about right?
Correct. In fact, there's a Pennsylvania Assembly Act 130, which has allowed towns like ours to implement what we're called a neighborhood improvement district. And that's a little different than a business improvement district, only because we have more residential student housing in our district than businesses. But they act in the same way, and that is, we're here, we're a nonprofit, and our goal is to revitalize the town, work with, you know, the city, and do what we can to support the businesses within our district. And like I said, those things I mentioned before are a big part of that. And our role is growing as the town is growing, as you can imagine.
Now, is this just the borough, or does it actually kind of reach out further than that?
No, actually, we're much smaller than even the borough. Our downtown district we have boundaries. So we're Atherton Street to Sauer Street and College Avenue to Highland Alley, which is directly behind Beaver Avenue. So it's a nine block. It doesn't even extend all the way down to the end, you know, of College Avenue. And there's talk of maybe us expanding. But truly, these organizations are created to support the core business district in downtown.
All right, now I didn't know that. I saw State College. I figured borough, but this is literally, if you will, a tight, I don't know, tight space, a small Well, it's not small space. It's a lot of stuff going on in there, but that's very interesting. All right, yep. I didn't know that. Now, I saw another reason I reached out to you, I saw something which I think this is still happening, right? You're doing some kind of a survey, I guess, gathering mm-hmm. information and so on. Well, tell us about what's this survey?
Yes, so after every year, we like to take January and really reflect on what we've done as an improvement district. So we do a community survey where we reach out to those in the community. It can be visitors, it can be students, it can be full-time residents that fill this out. And what we want to know, and we truly do want to know what people want, because that's why we're here. We want to support, obviously the businesses is their mission to support them, but the general community, we want to know what they want to see downtown. We don't have the power to remove student housing, which people are unhappy with. We don't have the power to stop, real estate development and growth. We are truly here to do the things that make a community. And so we ask that people fill out, it's a short survey, did you attend some of our events? If you haven't, what kind of events would you like to see downtown? We have a couple programs. We have a downtown gift card program, which we're running an amazing promotion and giving away free ones starting Valentine's Day. And we also have a merchant validated parking program. One of our major concerns and complaints is parking in a downtown district, and that's true for every town. But if you don't know, we offer validations, and you can park for free every time you come downtown if you know what to do. So we want that survey to be kind of gauging the community on what they know, what they want, and then also be a little bit educational. If you don't know about these programs, here's how you can find out. We have a great website that details everything.
Yes, friends, you heard free parking, which I'll ask Leanne about later. All right, free parking. Yay!
That's right.
Yay, okay. So that's very interesting. Now, if somebody wanted to take this survey, is there an easy way for them to go do it?
Yes, absolutely. There is, if they go to our website, which is downtownstatecollege.com, there will be a link on there. It may not be obvious, but you can also go to our Facebook page, which is Downtown State College as well, and take that survey. It's a short Google form.
All right, so downtownstatecollege.com is the website. Look for the link mm-hmm. there for their survey. I'm assuming there's a deadline for the survey, Leanne. When is that?
The deadline is February 16th,
so that's a week from today. All right, so folks, mm-hmm. if you want to take the survey, do it sometime here in the next week. There we go. All right, Leanne, just sort of an open-ended question of sorts, and it's simply, what is the health of downtown right now? All right, we're coming off a pandemic that started 4 years ago in a month, which disrupted so many different things in so many different ways. What is the basic overall health of Downtown State College right now? Because, again, I just saw a story about a restaurant closing. We'll touch on that maybe in a bit. But what's the overall health right now? How are things going?
I'm happy to say the businesses that, we're actually, as we're running this community survey, doing a business survey as well. Just so you know, we like to keep in touch with them and how they're doing outside of just our regular conversations. And, some are well established and have been here for, we have many businesses that have been here for 30 years or more, which I don't know if people realize that, but we have a lot of longevity here, and that's not common for downtowns. And yes, we attribute that to the major player directly across the street with our major university. And, when COVID happened and Penn State shut down, no one ever thought, this town has always been kind of in a economic bubble in a way, and that it was protected from most of, anything that was happening with the economy based on our visitation and based on the students and the parents and football. And so that was a very big eye-opener for the businesses downtown. And when we were shuttered, those that survived and did well were the ones with an online presence and ones that obviously marketed, maybe you could go online and get a gift card from them. And those kinds of businesses have stayed, and we've seen some come and go, but I will say overall, we typically have more businesses moving into our district every year than we lose businesses. So the ones that I've talked to, they've had 2023 was a great year for them. And that does go hand in hand, I think, with a lot of what the, you know, Happy Valley Venture Bureau is doing countywide, which is trying to bring more big events, you know, not just sporting and, you know, entertainment events. You saw the Happy Valley Ironman come, and it's a 3-year contract, so we'll have that big event coming again. So I think for us, we're very fortunate to be adjacent to Penn State and a direct benefit to any event that's happening on that campus. And happy to see that the HVAB is trying to bring people here for other reasons, you know, than the university, having sports tournaments and camps. Big events like Ironman will continue to happen. So that's very exciting for our town.
All right, Leanne, jog your brain. I'm just curious. Let's go back 4 years. All right, mid-March 2020, we all get thrown home like that. And, you know, originally it was supposed to just be 2 weeks, then it was 3 weeks, then it was, okay. From your role, what were you thinking 4 years ago when that all started? Was it, I don't know, fear, dread, like, oh my God, you know, what were you thinking and feeling 4 years ago when that whole craziness started?
Wow, I think we were all just ready to act and quickly came together with the borough and Penn State leadership to say, what can we do, you know, to work together to, you know, obviously the shutdown happened and our businesses were shuttered, and I continued to come to work every day and provide as much information as I could. My role completely changed. It turned into what available state funding could these, you know, businesses apply for while they're closed. And obviously, Center County Commissioners stepped up and provided some funding, and we were constantly, you know, sending out information and searching for ways to support the businesses during this time. And then when they came back and masking was required, we purchased, I don't know, $30,000 worth of masks to be able to give our businesses free masks, so that that wasn't, you know, they were hard to get, by the way, too. I mean, everyone was buying them along with, you know, wipes and anything disinfectant. So, yeah, it was, I think there wasn't much time to think, to answer your question. I think it was really a moment of, you know, our role is not what it used to be. We're not having events. What can we do to continue to support our district?
I recall in other work that I do that 2020, 2021 especially, there were periods where, Leanne, I just wanted to throw up my hands and say, this is nuts, I quit, you know, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Like, this is insane, what are we doing? did you ever have any thoughts like that? Or did, you know, downtown business people come to you and say, we're doomed or something? Was there ever a period like, oh my God, what are we going to do?
No, I think it's pretty telling of this community and the strength and the perseverance that we have here, that everyone really came together to try to come up with solutions. And I am the type of person that is not a quitter, so I'm going to keep going every day. And I think what kept us going really is not knowing. Like, I think if we look back now and see how long this impacted us, we didn't know that at the time. Like you said, it could have been the next day, everything would have been fine. You know, we just kept going, and it was taking it day by day, really.
Yeah, initially it was 2 weeks, and we're thinking, all right, mm-hmm. we'll ride this out. Then it was 3 weeks. Then the governor comes mm-hmm. on and says, well, nope, keep going. Like, oh, blah, blah. All right, we got about a minute, right. So we have to take a break, Leanne. Allegedly, we're past the pandemic. Are there any residual effects from the last, or maybe a couple of years ago, that are still somehow affecting downtown business, or are we totally past that now?
I mean, I wouldn't say we're totally past it. I think that there's still some precautions being taken, but I do think we all kind of realize now that, you know, we'll take care of ourselves and, you know, show up to work every day. And if anything that's really come of it, I think it has opened the business community's eyes to anything can happen, and we all thought we were protected here. And, you know, how can they improve their business? And if something like this happens again, that they'll be prepared for that. So I do think it's just kind of more of a cautionary tale for the future.
All right, folks, we're talking with Leanne Jeffries from the Downtown State College Improvement District. Leanne, if you would hold on for another segment, I've got lots more questions here for you. Folks, you're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. Yeah, friends, can you remember almost 4 years ago or 3 years ago? Remember the insanity? Yeah, that might be a nightmare or just like, did that really happen? Yeah, it really did. And we made it through. We've made it through. We're going to take a commercial break. We'll come back. We have more questions. Again, you're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox, and we'll return with more of the program after this.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead, exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox. The
Fox. Number one Penn State Wrestling bested Ohio State the first of back-to-back matchups between the blue and white and a top 10 opponent. As Penn State will travel to Nalmark, Penn State won 8 of 10 bouts in its toughest test of the season so far to remain undefeated. The meet got off to a wild start with none 3 Braden Davis taking on Ohio State's Vincent Kilcurie. After a scoreless first period, Kilcurie escaped to open up the scoring in the second period. The Davis used a low shot to secure the match's first takedown. Kilcurie, aiming for a takedown, allowed Davis to escape to a 4-2 lead to start the period, and a stall call against Davis narrowed his lead under a minute left. Kilcurie appeared close to a takedown out of a scramble in the final seconds, but no points were awarded, and a lengthy review confirmed the call on the mat to give the Nittany Lion freshman a 4-3 decision. Penn State added another 4-star prospect to its budding 2025 class following the verbal commitment of linebacker Deshaun Burnett, who announced his college decision on Wednesday afternoon.
Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Here's the K2 Roots Foxcast. Changeable skies through tomorrow. It'll be unseasonably mild with the high temperature both days around 55 degrees. Sandwich in between, a mild night tonight with a low of 35 to 40. We may get some showers later tomorrow and tomorrow night. Then Sunday, not quite as mild, with intervals of sunshine, a high 45. This is WeatherBell.com, Chief Meteorologist Joe Bastardi.
The Fox.
Beer Belly's Beverage in downtown State College, located at 258 West Hamilton Avenue within the Hamilton Square Shopping Center. At Beer Belly's, they have over 500 beers, including domestics, imports, microbrews, seasonal selections, ciders, and more. Beer Belly's is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 p.m. on Sunday. Check out our website at beerbellysbeverage.com. Beer Belly's Beverage, 258 West Hamilton Avenue in State College. Beer better, Beer Belly's.
Join us for our Winning Ways broadcast from Cafe 210 West in downtown State College. This special show will air this coming Monday, February 12th from 5 to 6 p.m. here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Jim Galani of the Keystone Sports Network, former Penn State offensive lineman Landon Tangwall, and Kendall Skalicki will handle the hosting duties. Special guests will include the legendary Charmarette Curtis, who is now heading up the Teammates for Life organization, and Lady Lion basketball coach Carolyn Keeger, along with a player or two from the Penn State women's basketball team. The event gets underway at 4:30 at Cafe 210 with specials on various drinks and the burger basket. The Winning Ways broadcast will run from 5 to 6. So if you're heading up to the Jordan Center for the wrestling meet Monday night, this would be a great way to kick off your evening. And stay tuned for more great shows right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
The Fox!
Hi, this is Corey Comfort from Joel Comfort Toyota in State College. Are you looking for a dealership to call home? Joel Comfort Toyota is a locally owned family business that has been serving the community for over 45 years. Come see us and let us help you with your next vehicle experience. We're located at 120 East Clinton Avenue in State College, just behind the Waffle Shop on North Athens Street. Or visit us 24/7 at joelcomfort.com. And remember, good things happen in your community when you buy local.
The title and tag service that is customer-friendly and locally owned is at Joel Confer Quality Pre-Owned in Pleasant Gap. And as part of the Joel Confer family of dealerships, Monica Prisk is experienced and has been serving customers for 13 years. Cameron Confer is on the title and tag team and is there to help you with all of your title and tag needs. Stop at Joel Confer Quality Pre-Owned at 475 East College Avenue in Pleasant Gap and have Monica or Cameron answer any of your title and tag questions. Remember, good things happen in your community when you buy local.
The Fox Sports Weekend.
For the past 65 years, there's only been one race where a legend can cement his legacy.
Jimmy Johnson's going to win the Daytona 500.
Or an underdog can experience a career-defining moment.
Finally, Michael Waltrip is going to win, winning the Daytona 500.
Who will experience that this year? The 66th running of the Daytona 500, February 18th.
Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox. Get up and get going.
It's Let's Talk for a Friday morning going into, I think, a pretty nice weekend. Might have to go out for a jog. I haven't done that in a while. Hasn't been warm enough. Go outside for a jog. Anyway, more on that later. We will have an open line segment coming up in our next segment, our final one, including some heavy hitter stories. So we'll get to that in a bit. Once again, we're joined on the phone by Leanne Jeffries from the Downtown State College Improvement District. All right, Leanne, sort of another open-ended question here, which is simply, what are your biggest challenges right now? And I'm assuming there are some, either right now this moment or maybe looking ahead to the future a little bit as far as downtown business and so on is concerned. What do you see that are things that need tackled and handled either now or sometime in the near future?
Yeah, that's a great question. There's always challenges. Currently, I think anyone that's familiar with Downtown State College, and I touched on it earlier with the student housing boom that happened here and many other college towns across the country. The borough, with all great intent, required some commercial space be built into those buildings. And they're pretty pricey, and most people want to see more small business downtown, and those kinds of spaces may require a regional chain or something like that to move in. We're finding that those are sitting empty and vacant, and we don't like to see that in downtown. And the borough is addressing these issues alongside with our organization, and recently it's been in the news. We're co-funding a new position that will be working for us here at the Improvement District, and that position will be a retail and commercial business advocate. And one of their big roles is to be a liaison, and to be a support to some of the ownership that may be having issues filling these vacancies. And we don't claim to have all the answers on how to do so, but we saw that there was a need. The Borough Redevelopment Authority went through a lot of studies to find out what we needed to do to kind of support and to help fill these vacancies. And in the interim, maybe when there's not a tenant, how can we activate these spaces, whether they be pop-up shops or art galleries? So there's a lot of things we're looking into, and we're in the process of receiving resumes and applicants for that very important role. That role would also support the current businesses. It would be a business retention recruitment. And, maybe some help some of these business owners that may be wanting to retire soon, that have had, businesses here for many years, what is their plan, in terms of leaving? We want more retail here. We want to keep our retail that we have. That's changed prior to the pandemic with online shopping, and brick and mortar retail is challenging, and we want, restaurants are great, and anything Penn State related is wonderful, but how can we retain some of the retail and keep that going and create more experiential places downtown? I think that's kind of where we're headed. Very, very exciting time for us. solving problems is challenging, but also, you know, we look forward to that challenge.
Yeah, actually, there's a thought, Leanne. Online shopping, of course, has exploded in the last, well, in the last 4 years. And now you're from your response there, certainly that has had an effect on downtown business, and I can't imagine it's been a good effect. Yes or no?
Certainly it has. Before the pandemic, certainly started to impact our businesses greatly. The one silver lining I would say about the pandemic and our reaction as a community was people came out to support those businesses. We ran a free gift card program during that time when they were shuttered, and I was amazed at how many people came and maybe purchased online from these businesses or purchased a gift card online. And I think that is still in the back of everyone's mind. I'd like to assume that it is, and that it's that's how important it is to continue to support our local brick-and-mortar businesses, because you never know what can happen next. And we all love the convenience of shopping online, but we won't have a downtown if people continue to, you know, just think that that's the only way to go. So I like to think that people are more conscious of the importance of spending their dollars locally.
Now, you mentioned earlier you're local. Scott here, I've been just short of 40 years living here. And for any younger listeners, maybe, yes, there was a time when State College had no high-rises. That almost seems funny now. It's like, yeah, we used to have rules that said you only go, I don't know, five stories or whatever it used to be. And now, Leanne, it seems like we can't turn around without seeing a new high-rise coming. I think, now is it, I should have this down, is it the corner of Beaver and Atherton? They want to put a new high-rise? Is that the spot?
That is one that is, yes, it has not been approved yet, but they just presented to planning up at the borough, and that's, I believe, a nine-story, and it's not student housing. That is proposed to be a condo hotel.
All right, now you kind of mentioned this a little bit ago. When these new buildings keep going up, and they've been popping out of the ground, that somehow either you folks do this or the borough does, I don't know, there's supposed to be businesses in those buildings. I mean, that's a mandate? Or is that just a, hey, it would be nice? Or is that a mandate that somehow, along with apartments and so on, there's got to be businesses in there? How does that work?
Yeah, it was required during, you know, when the borough decided to go higher, I believe it was six stories up to 12, was that they would be required to add office space, commercial space, the amount of the square footage I don't have off the top of my head, but that was a requirement in the build. And, you know, obviously going back to the pandemic, that office space, more and more people are working remotely. So that office space, you know, at the time seemed like, oh, sure, no problem, we'll fill those spaces. And, you know, it's a little more challenging now with a lot of companies realizing that, you know, they don't need to have that real estate, that their employees are productive working from home. So that's another challenge that we're going to face in the future if, you know, online work continues to be a thing.
Actually, now there's a question I didn't even think about. Online work or remote work. Without me driving throughout the downtown and staring at buildings, is there vacant business space in various places simply because more people are now working remotely? Is there empty space downtown?
Yes, absolutely. Offices closed. They're filling them back up again. And I think, again, this is a way for us to think creatively. If you're not going to have an office space downtown, what can that space be used for? So, again, I think a lot of local owners are faced with that and thinking, proactively thinking about ways that they could reuse that space. And it's impacting downtowns everywhere and cities everywhere. I mean, there's less and less people working in cities, and that's impacting the local economy. Less people downtown shopping and having lunch, right? So it all goes together.
All right. Now, again, empty office space. Is that somehow, I don't know, mandated? That has to be office space. You mentioned the word creative. What about putting something else in there. Is that possible?
Yeah, I think that's what everyone's trying to work through right now. It's hard to take office space and make them a part or housing. I mean, I think that's going to be a major challenge and zoning issues and, cost prohibitive. But what can we put in some of these spaces? So, yeah, lots to think about there.
All right. Now, this work that, and I don't know what it is, this work going on or supposed to go on for Calder Way, can you tell us anything about that? Because it sounds like it's going to be some long, drawn-out process of whatever there is they're going to do there. Do you have any idea on that?
Absolutely. This is a project that is a long time in the making. It goes back to the borough's master plan of 2012. You know, they create these master plans and lay out the goals of the future, and obviously it all comes down to what can be funded. So that 2012 master plan on Calder Way is now just beginning. Now, the biggest part right now is the fact that they must repair utilities. So our stormwater and our sewage underneath Calder needs to be replaced. And this is something that's a once-in-a-generation project. So you're talking about, 50 years in the making kind of a thing. So these lines need to be replaced. It's a necessity. So we've been working closely with the borough on this. It's going to be a multi-phase, multi-year project. But going back to the master plan, anyone can pull this up, Downtown State College master plan, and go to Calder Way page and see that Calder Way right now is a service alley. It's got dumpsters, it's got deliveries. It's also one of the heaviest foot traffic area through town. When I go through town, I usually go through Calder versus Beaver or College. At night, it is a student highway, as you can imagine, with the bars. So we are working with the borough to make that more a safe shared space. We're not removing deliveries because we cannot, or car traffic, but how can it be a more shared space with bicycles, pedestrians? So once all this, the not pretty work, the utility work is done, the goal is to come in and do some finishing work, remove the curbs, beautification pieces, planters, lights. I know the borough wants this, and we would love to bury the lines. When you stand at Calder and you look down, all of the communication and the power lines above is part of the, it's not the prettiest site. If we could get all those underground, that's the goal. But again, it all comes down to funding and how we can get that accomplished. The project is going from Atherton Street to High Street. So when we say multi-year, it's going to take, 2027, maybe we get this completed.
Folks, the old line, patience is a virtue. We're going to have to be patient on this one, yeah.
All right. A major infrastructure project that, yes, will be wonderful when it's completed and much, much needed.
All right. Now, we mentioned last segment, Leanne. All right. Again, Leanne Jeffries, Downtown State College Improvement District. We mentioned the magic words, free parking. Yay!
Yes.
Merchant Validation Program. What is that, and how do people use it?
Sure. So it's a partner program. The borough chips in money, we do, and then our downtown businesses do if they'd like to be a part of the program. So you should look for, when you're downtown, there's stickers that are on each business window that says we validate parking. If you don't have a sticker, I would still ask the people inside if they validate parking. We encourage you to park in the garages because that's the only place it's valid. If you park at a meter, you're not able to get a validation. So Beaver, Fraser, and Pew Street garages, pull in there. If you're visiting a business downtown, if you're eating or shopping, ask them if they validate parking. You can also go to our website, downtownstatecollege.com, on our parking page and see all of the businesses that do participate in this program if you don't want to ask them. And they will give you a validation. They have the ability to print 1 hour, 2 hour, or 3 hour validations. I will say most print 1 hour. So if you would like to stay downtown longer, you could hit up multiple businesses. Our office is only open Monday through Friday, but we regularly hand out like candy 3 hour validations. So if you're downtown, it's a Monday through Friday before 5 o'clock. Stop in our office on Fraser Street, and we'll happily give you a free parking validation for 3 hours.
All right,
and then in the holidays, we offer completely free parking downtown. And that's a partnership program with the borough as well.
All right. So, folks, to simplify, meters, no. Garages, mm-hmm. yes, if the business is part of the deal, if they're cooperating. So there you go. Free parking.
Yep.
Hey. All right, Leanne, we have 1 minute left. Here's my final question, kind of open-ended, kind of odd. Your opinion, what's missing in State College downtown right now? And you can be as vague or specific as you want to be. What is something you wish was here? What is missing right now? Anything?
Well, we go back to retail, and I think any female that lives in the area will say we don't have enough women's clothing. We have had some come and go. We do a lot of our shopping online or when we travel. So I would love to see more of that in any capacity. And, you know, selfishly, I would love to have a wine bar. and I think more adult things, I think people are requesting. Our downtown, obviously, our full-time residents that do frequent downtown love it for so many reasons. And I think more adult options. We've got some wonderful dining, you know, since Allen Street Grill has returned and the tavern's renovated. We've got Central Reservation. We're getting a lot of those kind of more adult dining places. But I think that, you know, it gives us a bit of diversity downtown. You know, we're not a town with a college. We're a college town, and we embrace that. And so we still want to have something for everyone when they come downtown.
Sounds good. Leanne Jeffries from the Downtown State College Improvement District, really appreciate your time today, and good luck for the future. Let's hope everything works out.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it as well.
All right, folks, there you go. Hey, free parking. Hello. Free parking. All right. No, don't use that excuse anymore. Hopefully. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with our final segment. Yeah, we got some heavy hitter issues coming up here. So get ready. More of Let's Talk after this.